Turning up the heat over the next few days. We gave you the first alert on this going all the way back to last week, and only teaser-type rains yet again. Isolated storms yesterday afternoon were very hit and miss, and mostly south and west of Jacksonville, and that's pretty much the same story today, tomorrow, and Thursday. If you get rain, you'll be lucky. Now, any of these storms can pack a punch with all the heat and humidity. It's just that they'll be very hit and miss, few and far between. And realize, despite some really heavy downpours Sunday afternoon, there are a number of places that didn't get any rain, or at least not much. So we still are in an overall dry period. We're seeing hints of the wet season trying to kick in, and Sunday would be one of those examples. And we're going to certainly get a hint as we head toward the weekend. This is not a long-lasting heat wave that will be dry for a long period of time. Yes, it's dry right now and will be through Thursday, but by Friday and Saturday, pretty good chance that we end the dryness, at least for most spots. So today, the temperatures reach the low 90s, and with offshore winds, even the beaches are getting in on this heat. With temperatures near 90 and into the 90s, the next couple of days, water temperatures are kind of interesting. Now into the upper 70s, we usually have 80-degree water by June 1st, and we're only a couple of weeks away from that, and it looks like we're easily going to make that. And that, of course, threshold is critical and important for tropical systems. It's why June 1st is generally the start of the hurricane season. I say generally because there's no magic thing about June 1st. You can have out-of-season storms that form before June 1st or may take a while to get anything at all. So, but our water temperatures are certainly increasing along with our air temperatures. 60s for tonight and then low to mid-90s for tomorrow and Thursday will be the pinnacle of this particular little sort of mini heat wave. And then by Friday, we start to see hints of the changes. There'll be a few more afternoon storms. The coverage will start to go up. So less than 20% of the area getting rain the next few days, but that jumps to somewhere probably closer to 40 to 50% at least by Friday and nearly 100% on Saturday. So that's the wet day. Starts out your weekend. There are a lot of weekend plans. It's not unusual, of course. And right now, it looks like we'll have midday and afternoon showers and thunderstorms to deal with, not only Saturday, but more than likely Sunday as well. Mid and upper level flow will be out of the west and southwest, and that's a critical distinction because that means some of those storms are likely to get to the beaches. So, outdoor plans, and boy, this getting to that time of year, we get a lot of weddings, right? It doesn't matter what I say, gotta have it outside, gotta have that wedding outdoors. And then people literally sweat it out, both, well, figuratively and literally. And now with the weather forecast such as it is, if you've got an outdoor wedding or other outdoor event on Saturday, have a plan B, or at least be ready to be interrupted. And these storms will likely pack a punch, at least at times. So pretty hot and mostly dry the next few days, increasingly stormy as we head toward the end of the week and the weekend. Thoy weather all the time. I'm TV meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.